YouTube algorithm and shorts, parental viewing guidance and settings. YouTube recommendations are based on multiple signals, including searches, reactions, subscriptions, and satisfaction, not just watch history. For children, it is more practical to encourage purposeful viewing, co-viewing, and advance notice before switching activities, while using Family Center's time management features, rather than imposing an outright ban. YouTube's recommendation system uses multiple signals together, including watch and search history, subscriptions, likes and dislikes, and satisfaction. Deleting watch history or pausing its collection may affect recommendations, but it cannot be guaranteed to completely reset the algorithm. For supported supervised accounts, the Shorts feed limit in Family Center can be set to 0 minutes, but this does not remove every short video. The main risk is not the Shorts format itself, but excessive, hard-to-control use that displaces sleep, exercise, learning, meals, and conversation. When parents and children set rules together and practice co-viewing and advance reminders, they can develop both critical viewing skills and self-regulation. YouTube offers learning materials, music, sports, and entertainment in one place, but autoplay and personalized recommendations can keep users watching longer than originally intended. Especially when guiding children's use, it is important not only to count how many minutes they watched, but also to consider what they watched, why they watched it, and which everyday activities were pushed aside. In this article, intentional viewing is not the name of an official YouTube feature. It is a principle of use in which viewers first decide their viewing purpose and stopping point, then actively select the content they need. How does YouTube's recommendation algorithm work? YouTube recommendations do not read minds, nor are they simply a list that reproduces past viewing history. According to explanations published by YouTube, recommendation areas such as home and up next combine signals related to a user's activity and content to predict which videos the user is likely to watch. Signal potential impact on recommendations, what users can do watch history, used to identify previously viewed topics and channels, delete unnecessary items individually, or pause history saving search history, used to infer recent interests, and search intent delete unrelated search terms, subscriptions. A signal indicating channels, the user wants to watch regularly unsubscribe from channels, no longer wanted likes, and dislikes explicit reactions, to content use them according to actual preferences. Not interested. And don't recommend channel feedback asking for fewer recommendations of a particular video or channel. Select these options from home or the recommendations menu viewing duration and satisfaction, used to estimate factors such as how much was watched, and whether the viewer was satisfied. Avoid repeatedly playing sensational videos merely out of curiosity, current context. Context related to factors such as the video being watched, device, and time of day do not rely only on recommendations. Go directly to search, or the subscriptions list recommendation results differ from person to person and change continuously. Even within the same household, sharing an account can mix the activities of different family members, so using individual accounts whenever possible makes them easier to manage. Recommendations for children and teens require separate considerations. YouTube states that it applies age appropriateness and quality principles in environments for children and teens and limits repeated recommendations of some potentially harmful content. However, this does not mean that these principles perfectly filter out every inappropriate video. YouTube Kids, supervised YouTube accounts, and regular YouTube accounts differ in their available features and content ranges. Parents should check their child's actual age, account type, whether search is allowed, and supervision settings. How to clean up the recommendation algorithm if recommendations have shifted in an unwanted direction? They can be cleaned up in the following order. On the home screen, mark irrelevant videos as not interested. Use don't recommend channel for unwanted channels that appear repeatedly. Delete specific watch or search history, entries in YouTube history, or Google My Activity. If you do not want history to continue affecting recommendations, pause history saving. Subscribe only to necessary channels and use the subscriptions list or direct search rather than the home feed. Deleting all history can significantly change recommendations, but it is not the same as a complete reset button. Other signals may remain, including subscriptions, likes, account activity, and the current viewing context. Home recommendations may also be limited if watch history is turned off or there is not enough history. If a family shares a single account, separating individual accounts and supervision features is a more consistent solution than repeatedly deleting history. Criteria for understanding overengagement with shorts, shorts addiction, is an expression widely used in everyday life. But watching many short videos alone is not enough to diagnose a medical addiction. More useful criteria are whether users can stop on their own and whether their use impairs important aspects of daily functioning. If the following signs recur, viewing habits may need to be adjusted. They continue swiping even after the agreed time has ended. Sleep, exercise, homework, or family conversations decrease because of watching shorts. Severe conflict or anxiety repeatedly occurs when viewing is stopped. They habitually open the app, even though it has become less enjoyable. They play videos during nearly every idle moment, including meals, travel, and bedtime. They are continuously exposed to age-inappropriate content or dangerous acts to imitate. Why the displacement effect matters: the cost of screen use comes not only from the time spent looking at the screen, but also from the activities that could not be done during that time. For example, if 30 minutes of shorts was planned as a break, it may not be a major problem. However, the effect is different if the same 30 minutes continuously displaces sleep, physical activity, homework, or play with friends. This is commonly described as the replacement or displacement effect on activities. Some studies suggest that the relationship between the amount of digital media use and well-being is not a simple straight line, and that moderate use may be better than extreme use. However, this should not be accepted as a definitive, U-shaped rule that applies to every child. Outcomes may vary depending on age, content, purpose of use, family environment, and existing health conditions. Both the amount of time and the quality of content matter. Educational videos do not eliminate the sleep, posture, and eye strain issues associated with prolonged use, while harmful content does not become safe simply because it was viewed briefly. It is best to consider the following four questions together. Content: is it age-appropriate and trustworthy? Context: is the child watching alone or with a parent or teacher? Function: is there a clear purpose, such as learning, relaxation, or creation? Displacement: does it push aside sleep, exercise, meals, learning, or relationships? Limiting the shorts feed in Family Center for supervised child and teen accounts, where YouTube provides this feature. Parents can set a time limit for the shorts feed through Family Center. Menu names and availability may vary depending on the app version, account type, child's age, country, and feature rollout status. The general setup process is as follows. Sign into the YouTube app with the parent account. Open settings from the profile area. Select Family Center or Family Center. Select the linked child account. Go to time management. Select shorts feed limit and specify the desired amount of time. If supported, select 0 minutes, then verify on the child's device that the setting has been applied. Meaning and limitations of the 0 minute setting. The 0 minute setting is designed to limit scrolling in the shorts feed on that account. It should not be interpreted as a feature that technically removes all short videos, search results, external links, or short form content in other apps. After configuring the setting, parents should verify how it actually works on the child's device. If the menu does not appear, check the following: whether the parent and child accounts are linked in Family Center, whether the child account is a supported supervised account, whether the YouTube apps on the parents' and child's devices are up to date, whether the child is using another account, or is signed out, whether the feature has been rolled out for that account and region for younger children. Parents can also consider disabling search in YouTube Kids, using the parent-approved content setting, and reviewing autoplay settings. To manage overall device use time, operating system parental controls must be used alongside YouTube settings. Viewing rules that reduce conflict with children, technical settings, alone do not create self-regulation skills. Conversely, if families rely only on verbal agreements without a mechanism for ending use, parents may have to forcibly take away the device every time. It is practical to use rules and automated features together. Items to agree on viewing purpose. Homework, learning about an area of interest, music, or relaxation starting condition. Whether viewing begins after homework or preparations are completed stopping condition. One video, the end of a playlist, or a set amount of time prohibited areas. Bedrooms, dining tables, or while walking to and from school exceptions. Weekends, family moves, or school assignments actions for rule violations. Adjusting the next viewing period, reviewing history together, and similar measures a gentle transition process instead of suddenly taking away the device. Make the stopping point predictable. Decide on the next activity before viewing begins. Give one notice 5 minutes before the end. At 2 minutes before the end, confirm whether the child will watch only until the current video ends. When the timer or app limit activates, move directly to an alternative activity. If this repeatedly fails, adjust autoplay notifications or the viewing location before changing the time limit. Preparing alternative activities that can begin immediately, such as cooking, walking, exercising, or reading, makes transitions easier. Parents should also reduce their own unconscious, continuous phone use in the same space to make the rules more persuasive. Co-viewing and media literacy. Co-viewing does not mean that parents merely sit nearby. It is an activity in which they ask questions about videos and interpret them together. For younger children, it can connect what appears on the screen with real-life experiences. For older children, it can help them assess commercial intent and the reliability of information. The following questions can be used while watching videos. Who made this video and what was its purpose? How can we distinguish facts, opinions, and advertisements? Do the title and thumbnail match the actual content? What evidence was presented, and can it be verified through other sources? Does it contain sponsorships, product placement, or language encouraging purchases? Are there any actions that could cause injury or expose personal information if imitated? Why was this recommended, and is it a video I truly chose? Rather than immediately giving the correct answer, having the child explain the evidence can help develop critical viewing skills. If a child encounters harmful content, simply scolding them may cause them to hide it. It is better to practice together how to report and block content and configure settings to prevent it from appearing again. Managing viewing during meals and sleep. During meals, when attention is drawn to a video, it may be harder to notice the food's taste, eating speed, and signals of fullness. Watching eating shows does not necessarily lead to overeating, but distraction during meals and food-related stimulation from the content may affect eating behavior. Whenever possible, designate the dining table as a screen-free space. If someone is eating alone and needs a video, they can turn off autoplay, play only one preselected video, and periodically redirect attention to the food and feelings of fullness. Before sleep, bright screens immediately before bedtime, stimulating content, and endless autoplay can delay falling asleep. Combine the following methods. Set a bedtime reminder or device downtime. Turn off autoplay. Do not open the shorts feed in bed. Switch to audio-focused content when a screen is not essential. Use a playback sleep timer if one is available. Move the phone charging location away from the bed. Audio-only content can also disrupt sleep through high volume or continuous playback, so automatic shutoff and low volume should be used together. How to use YouTube's AI question feature for some accounts and videos. A conversational AI feature may appear that allows users to ask questions or request summaries about the video's content. Depending on the language and screen, the button may be labeled Ask or use similar wording. It is not available in every country, account, language, or video. It can be used for learning in the following ways. Ask for three key claims from the video. Find the section where a particular concept is explained. Ask it to explain difficult terms again in simpler language. Create review questions or comprehension checks. Ask it to distinguish claims from evidence. AI responses may summarize the video incorrectly or omit important conditions. For topics where accuracy is important, such as health, finance, law, or school assignments, users should directly check the relevant section of the original video and the sources provided by the creator. It is safer to use AI summaries as an aid for navigation and review, not as a way to skip the original without verification. Checklist for immediate use at home, we separated accounts for each family member. We verified the supervision connection status of the child's account. We reviewed autoplay and notification settings. We set a shorts feed time limit where supported. We agreed with the child on the viewing purpose and stopping conditions. We give transition notices 5 minutes and 2 minutes before the end. We established screen rules for dining and sleeping areas. We review history and the recommendation feed with the child every week. We ask about the video's purpose, advertising, and evidence. We observe whether sleep, exercise, learning, or relationships are being displaced. The key is not to define YouTube as an entirely good or bad medium. It is to reduce the time spent passively following recommendations, increase use with a clear purpose, content choice, and stopping point, and gradually replace some parental control with the child's own judgment as the child grows.